Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to give Father Martinez and Mark Glenn the day off. They'll be back with me exactly 7 days from today. This morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a very, very interesting visitor by the name of Bedros Hodgin, who's going to be coming on to discuss the Zionist role in the Armenian genocide of 1915 through 1970. That is Bedros Hodgin joining me at 8 o'clock this morning to discuss that very, very important topic of the so-called Armenian genocide. When we get Bedros on, we're going to be speaking a little bit this morning about the events that took place last week in the United States House of Representatives in terms of its Foreign Affairs Committee, and that bill that was reported to the floor of the full House only to be backed off from by both the Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi, as well as at least 10 congressional sponsors. What does Bedros Hodgin believe about that particular situation with the Armenian Genocide Bill and its advisability or inadvisability? That'll be one of the things that we'll talk about with him in approximately 1 hour from now. Obviously, all kinds of things going on in the world, including this present catastrophe in Pakistan. A little bit difficult to completely unravel what has happened there, but obviously none of it good in terms of the, what it portends for American foreign policy in the Middle East specifically or world peace generally. A series of other articles this morning that I would recommend to you. If you go to lewrockwell.com, you will find that there is a post-war renaissance force, Swan Song of the Old Right, article there that deals with Chapter 10 of The Betrayal of the American Right. That particular book, of course, comes to us from the late Murray Rothbard. Pat Buchanan has a very interesting essay out there entitled Who Restarted the Cold War? CurrencyTrading.net has a very important post today on how China could crash the U.S. dollar on a whim. And then the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya sends me something today talking about the Russian invaders who were attacked in Ingushetia. This is something that the Kavkaz Center seems to be reporting almost in isolation from everyone else. Nothing on this particular clash of Russians and non-Russians in Ingushetia, except at the Kavkaz Center. Nothing on it at CNN.com or any of the other media outlets. A couple of important pieces at globalresearch.ca. Mahdi Darius Nazimroya has a very important essay entitled The Great Game Enters the Mediterranean, Gas, Oil, War, and Geopolitics. Alternet has a very, very important piece from Mearsheimer and Walt entitled Why the Democrats and the Republicans Bow to the Israel Lobby. And then Bill Berkowitz for Media Transparency continues with something that Michael Collins Piper has been talking about at the American Free Press. What is Freedom Watch? Who's behind it? Who's funding it? And why is it targeting Iran? Bill Berkowitz continues much along the same lines that Michael Collins Piper has in greater detail at an earlier point in the American Free Press. The whole situation with Burma is one that we do not have time to take a look at this morning, but I would recommend to you in advance F. William Engdahl's essay, also at globalresearch.ca, entitled Myanmar's Saffron Revolution, the Geopolitics Behind the Protest Movement. What is the real significance of what is going on in Burma? Who's behind it? Why all of the positioning of various people on both sides of the aisle in regard to the Burmese government on the one hand, allegedly being a violator of human rights, and yet a great deal of silence about a series of other situations around the world that seem to be of similar ilk that the United States is on the other side of? This is covered in some detail again by F. William Engdahl in his essay Myanmar's Saffron Revolution, the Geopolitics Behind the Protest Movement. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency is giving us some important information today about candidates talking tough to GOP Jews. And when we come back, we'll take a look at what both Hesham Talawi and Mark Glenn have to say about last week's No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bedros Hodgin will be with me in 1 hour from now. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
This is Mark Ankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bedros Hajin will join me in approximately 1 hour from now. He, among other things, is going to be talking about the Armenian genocide from the vantage point of the Zionist role in that entire situation between 1915 and 1917. That's, of course, something that Christopher John Bjorknes and I got into some weeks ago when Christopher was on the show. Bedros Hajin is going to be weighing in with some of his analysis as to what took place in that same time frame. Again, that will be Bedros Hajin with us in approximately 1 hour from now. You know, I was reading in a letter to the editor in the October 15th American Free Press that was quite sanguine about the prospects that the Democratic Party would change things in a fundamentally better way if their presidential nominee was elected in the fall of 2008. In the first place, I think the Democratic nominee is quite likely to be elected president of the United States in the fall of 2008. However, my own personal belief is that the Democratic nominee represents absolutely no change in policy from what we have had under Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. Classic example of that is found today in the British Independent. Leonard Doyle has a piece coming to us from Washington that was actually published in the UK Independent yesterday, the 19th of October. The title of the essay is Clinton Bucks the Trend and Rakes in Cash from the U.S. Weapons Industry. Mr. Doyle says as follows, The U.S. arms industry is backing Hillary Clinton for president and has all but abandoned its traditional allies in the Republican Party. Mrs. Clinton has also emerged as Wall Street's favorite. Investment bankers have opened their wallets in unprecedented numbers for the New York senator over the past 3 months, and in the process dumped their earlier favorite, Barack Obama. Mrs. Clinton's wooing of the defense industry is all the more remarkable given the frosty relations between Bill Clinton and the military during his presidency. An analysis of campaign contributions shows senior defense industry employees are pouring money into her war chest in the belief that their generosity will be repaid many times over with future defense contracts. Employees of the top five U.S. arms manufacturers, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, and Raytheon, gave Democratic presidential candidates $103,900, with only $86,800 going to the Republicans. Quote, "The contributions clearly suggest the arms industry has reached the conclusion that Democratic prospects for 2008 are very good indeed," unquote, said Thomas Edsel, an academic at Columbia University in New York. Republican administrations are by tradition much stronger supporters of U.S. armaments programs and Pentagon spending plans than Democratic governments. Relations between the arms industry and Bill Clinton soured when he slimmed down the military after the end of the Cold War. His wife, however, has been careful not to make the same mistake. After her election to the Senate, she became the first New York senator on the Armed Services Committee, where she revealed her hawkish tendencies by supporting the invasion of Iraq. Although she now favors a withdrawal of U.S. troops, her position on Iran is among the most warlike of all the candidates, Democrat or Republican. This week, she said that if elected president, she would not rule out military strikes to destroy Tehran's nuclear weapons facilities. While on the Armed Services Committee, Mrs. Clinton has befriended key generals and has won the endorsement of General Wesley Clark, who ran NATO's war in Kosovo. A former presidential candidate himself, he is spoken of as a potential vice presidential running mate. Mrs. Clinton has been a regular visitor to Iraq and Afghanistan and is careful to focus her criticisms of the Iraq war on President Bush rather than the military. The arms industry, according to the British Independent, has duly taken note. So far, Mrs. Clinton has received $52,600 in contributions from individual arms industry employees. That is more than half the sum given to all Democrats and 60% of the total going to Republican candidates. Election fundraising laws ban individuals from donating more than $4,600, but contributions are often bundled, quote unquote, to obtain influence over a candidate. The arms industry has even deserted the biggest supporter of the Iraq War, Senator John McCain, who is also a member of the Armed Services Committee and a decorated Vietnam War veteran. He has been only $19,200 as a recipient. Weapons makers are equally unimpressed by the former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Despite a campaign built largely around the need for an aggressive U.S. military and a determination to stay the course in Iraq, he is behind Mrs. Clinton in the affections of arms executives. Mr. Giuliani may be suffering because of his strong association with the failed policies of President Bush and the fact that he is known as a social liberal. Mrs. Clinton's closest competitor in raising cash from the arms industry is the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who raised just $32,000. Quote, "Arms industry profits are so heavily dependent upon government contracts that companies in this field want to be sure that they do not have hostile relationships with the White House," unquote, added Mr. Edsel. The industry's strong support for Mrs. Clinton, says the British Independent, indicates that she is their firm favorite to win the Democratic nomination in the spring and the presidential election in November of 2008. In the last presidential race, George Bush raised more than $800,000, twice the sum collected by his Democratic rival John Kerry. Mr. Edsel's analysis of the figures reveals that over the past 10 years, the defense industry has favored Republicans over Democrats by a 3-2 margin, making Mrs. Clinton's position even more remarkable. That comes to us from Leonard Doyle of the British Independent. The essay is entitled "Clinton Bucks the Trend and Rakes in Cash from the U.S. Weapons Industry." So I would say to the person who wrote into the American Free Press on October the 15th, between this article and the fact that Mrs. Clinton is an obvious extension of the Israeli lobby, how can we believe that a Hillary Clinton presidency or the election for that matter of any other Democratic candidate for president, would fundamentally alter the present course of action on the part of the United States when it comes to the Middle East, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to armaments manufacturers and oil companies, when it comes to the influence of Fox News, when it comes to the folks who manipulate and control central banking, when it comes to the folks who actually run the Federal Reserve Board. The fact of the matter is, I think it's abundantly clear that there isn't a dime's bit of difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and that we will have the same policies regardless of which front people and which front groups win the fall election in 2008 and are brought into office in January of 2009. And suffice it to say, however, that I think the British Independent is onto something here. When we follow the trail of the money, it becomes increasingly apparent that the odds-on favorite to be elected as the next president of the United States is Hillary Rodham Clinton. God help us. Let's take a look at some statements on the No More Wars for Israel conference. Hesham Talawi sends a statement to me today that I have received this morning. Mark Glenn of both the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross has also issued an official statement about what happened last week in Southern California. I would like to read both of these statements, the first which comes from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement concerning last weekend's No More Wars for Israel conference. It begins as follows. Disclaimer. The No More Wars for Israel and Crescent and Cross websites are the only official entities that represent the conference. We are not responsible for any statements made by individuals or groups regarding the conference. Anyone wanting information on the conference should direct their inquiries to the only official email address, which is nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. As far as the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement is concerned, the No More Wars for Israel conference ended Saturday night, and the events which took place at a different location on the following Sunday fall under the umbrella of a different and non-associated group. This then is the official final statement of the No More Wars for Israel conference. Quote, the No More Wars for Israel conference wrapped up its two-day event in Irvine, California with amazing success. Many activists with diverse orientation from around the U.S., Canada, and Australia attended the conference, originally scheduled to take place at the Marriott Hotel in Irvine, but then forced to move to another venue as a result of the hotel canceling the event for what organizers felt was political pressure by the Anti-Defamation League and other pro-Zionist anti-free speech groups. The Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement is an open forum started 2 years ago by writer Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television as a project to unite both Muslims and Christians under two main principles. First, that Islam and Christianity are not enemies. And second, efforts of both Muslims and Christians must be channeled to resist the forces of evil identified as Zionists and Christian Zionists. The No More Wars for Israel conference concluded with the following positions on several political issues of our days. First, the U.S. war in Iraq. We affirm that the war in Iraq was a war of aggression by a neocon Zionist-occupied United States government against a sovereign state that was and remains a member of the U.N. and as such was not in any way, shape, or form a threat to our country. We believe the major cause of the war was the cause of Israel, as outlined in the 1982 Zionist-funded and engineered publication known as The Strategy for Israel in the 1980s, combined with the A Clean Break Strategy for Securing the Realm, and followed by the Project for a New American Century that were planned and executed by many well-known Zionists and their puppets in the American administration now collectively and colloquially referred to as the neocons. Palestine. The Palestinian people have suffered not just decades but generations under the brutality of the Israeli military occupation, and we therefore call upon all people of conscience to unite efforts in bringing freedom to the Palestinians and to establishing an independent, viable Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. We affirm the right of return for the Palestinian people according to established UN resolutions on the subject, especially UN Resolution 194. We believe it is up to the Palestinian people, represented by their sole legitimate representative, to decide.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep. 8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bedros Hajim will join me at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about the Zionist role in the Armenian Genocide of 1915 through 1917. We've also been taking a look at this morning the official statement of the No More Wars for Israel conference coming out of the auspices of the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. It affirms a number of things. It has a statement on the U.S. war in Iraq, has a statement on Palestine. It has a statement on the U.S. government where it says, "We affirm the necessity of the United States government and all branches of government remaining free of all foreign influence organizations such as the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Jewish Institute for National Security, JINSA, the World Jewish Congress, and others. We call upon our elected officials to have American interests first and foremost, and not those of any foreign power." Finally, it has a statement, or a couple of statements here, one about affiliation. This becomes especially important in light of what happened in Southern California last weekend. Neither the No More Wars for Israel conference, nor the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, or the www.crescentandcross.com website are affiliated with any groups preaching hate or racism. We affirm the right of all peoples to take pride in their race and culture and deny that any possess the right to disparage others based upon racial parameters. All people deserve the dignity that is part and parcel of being a human being. And finally, the charge of anti-Semitism, quote unquote. We affirm that it is the duty of all people of good conscience to do everything in their power to destroy this weapon of mass distraction known as the charge of anti-Semitism that has claimed many political lives and careers of many good people in government and private sectors. It is our duty to defeat this unfair and unrealistic accusation with sound reasoning and rational discourse. Furthermore, we remind the world that at present there is no better example of anti-Semitism than the wars of aggression that are being fought against the peoples of the Middle East, who have more of a claim to the term Semite than do the Jews populating Israel, who are of European ancestry. As long as this scurrilous charge can be irresponsibly bannered about by dishonest pundits and propagandists, a clear, rational discussion concerning what is taking place in the Middle East and how this impacts negatively upon the rest of the peoples of the world cannot take place. Again, this is the official statement of the No More Wars for Israel conference as it comes to us from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Special emphasis this morning, I think, needs to be placed upon this whole business of affiliation. Neither the No More Wars for Israel conference nor the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement or the www.crescentandcross.com website are affiliated with any groups preaching hate or racism. We affirm the right of all peoples to take pride in their race and culture and deny that any possess the right to disparage others based upon racial parameters. All people deserve the dignity that is part and parcel of being a human being. That statement will become especially significant when we take a look, if and when we take a look at later this morning, the official statement issued by Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross in regard to what happened at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California last weekend. We have a caller, John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Good morning.
Well.
I have a something I wanted to bring to your attention.
Sure.
And I wanted to ask you a question. Are you familiar with the group called the World Parliament gov.org? I think that's the website.
No, but the title is suggestive. What is it again? It's World Government or World
no,
Parliament?
No, World Parliament gov.org, I think, is the website address. Mark, what it is, you can go on there and see some of the sponsors. They've already written a world constitution. They're circulating petitions online to get it enacted. And the names of the sponsors, you might recognize a couple of them. One of them is Wesley Clark. And, I mean, what this is, Mark, is people from all over the world, in every facet of life, senators, entertainers, generals from America, different leaders from different countries that are involved in this. They're
and
doing
what's the URL again, John?
I believe it's worldparliamentgov.org.
Okay.
But if you just do a search for World Parliament homepage, I'm sure you would get it. Some of the areas on the site, Mark, are accessible. The ones that you and I and others may be interested in, they won't let you into. You know, they're pretty much locked up. But this is something that's real. You can actually read the World Constitution that they're proposing online. They'll let you read the Constitution. I thought you may be interested in that.
Very much so. I will search that on Google. I tried to use the URL that you gave me, John, and it wasn't coming up. But I guess what I need to search is just World Parliament.
World Parliament and then Common Homepage, and it'll probably bring it right to the top of Google. I found it actually, I was just interested in the world, you know, the United Nations. I hear the music. I'll hold it, if that's all right.
Very good, John. We'll be right back. That website is www.worldparliamentgov.net. We'll be back with the call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today. 1-800-691-7898. And lock in the power of gold.
Mark Pantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bedros Hodgin will join me at approximately 8 o'clock this morning to talk about the Zionist role in the Armenian Genocide of 1915 through 1917. We presently have a caller on the line, John from Tennessee. He has pointed out to us a very, very important and ominous website. You will find it at www.worldparliamentgov.net. That's www.worldparliamentgov.net. It is the home page for the so-called World Parliament, put out by the World Constitutional and Parliament Association of Lakewood, Colorado. Very interesting to start getting into the background of this organization and who some of their leading supporters are. John, go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, Mark, the way that I found it, I was actually doing a search for the United Nations Bill of Rights and that kind of thing. And, you know, as you go down a rabbit hole, you come up in a different spot and you go looking for answers to new questions. So that's where I wound up. I thought it was pretty amazing when I got there. And you go and look at the sponsors. There's leaders of corporations and different things.
Well, I tell you, it's pretty clear what's happening, isn't it, John? And the amazing thing to me, I don't know what percentage of the American public has actually figured out what's going on, but I find it incredible that even in the American Free Press, as I mentioned on the air before you called, I believe in the October 15th issue, there was someone who wrote in who actually had glowing things to say about the various Democratic presidential nominees. And this individual was saying that basically if we had a Democrat, any of these Democratic nominees elected as president, that all of a sudden the country would begin moving in a different direction. I find
No doubt.
Yeah.
It'd go at a lot faster speed.
Just a faster speed, exactly. I mean, that's the only the direction is clear. It would just be an acceleration of the direction. And certainly when you start looking at such things as what I read this morning from the British Independent about Mrs. Clinton's bucking of the trend with the amount of cash that she's raking in from the U.S. weapons industry as a Democratic candidate. And, of course, we've read some of the things on the air in the past that she said to the Israeli lobby and its various constituencies and organizations. And now when you look at this World Parliament website that you send, it becomes very, very fascinating when you start looking at these sponsors and supporters and so forth to see just how pervasive this really is.
Well, I think that's a site that you and I and others are going to spend a lot of time digging into. You can get into the site. You can check out their intentions. I don't want to keep you real long. The other question I had for you is I wanted to get your take on what President Bush did by awarding the Medal of Honor to the Dalai Lama as a great spiritual leader.
Well, obviously, I, as a Christian theist, I'm not too high on the Dalai Lama, of course. That would be the first thing that I might say about it charitably. The other thing that comes to my mind, and I was thinking of this yesterday, looking at the front page of the London Financial Times, where Mr. Bush was very prominently photographed there with the Dalai Lama, that big photo with their grins and so forth and with their embrace and with the Medal of Honor and all this other business, that seemed to be a great photo op that was trying to divert attention from the very large headline to the left of the photograph, which was talking about the Kurdish threat to invade Iraq and to go after the Kurds with all that that implies. And, of course, accompanying that story was a conversation in the London Financial Times about $89 a barrel oil. So I look at this Dalai Lama thing as basically a complete diversion from the relevancy of the present time, which is the catastrophe that both of the major parties have brought this country to in regard to war, in regard to empire, in regard to national and private debt, in regard to the Federal Reserve, in regard to income taxation, in regard to moral decadence, and in regard to this whole question of fighting a global war for Zionism. Those are the big issues to me. And this stuff with the Dalai Lama is just another diversionary tactic on the part of Mr. Bush, and for that matter, the corporate news media, to take people's attention away from what really matters.
I think it's actually multifaceted. I think you're correct, but it's also, I believe, lining up for this one world religion that's going to, he's getting in the good graces of the Buddhists. He's in your face with China. And did you know the Dalai Lama has a homepage? If you go to the Dalai Lama's website and you go to his honors and you go to the awards that he's received, Mark, there is a list a mile long, and he has honorary doctorates from a number of colleges in the United States, and colleges that would actually be a little shocking to you if you went to his page and checked him out. He's got a tremendous, you know, a well-done website. You know, it makes Buddhism sound like something really great. And to me, as a Christian also, when I see the president, who is also supposedly an evangelical Christian, give an honorary Medal of Honor to the Dalai Lama and call him a great spiritual leader, and then see some other statements that he's made concerning other religions, that you and I, believing what we believe, we know that, you know, there's one way. And according to President Bush, There are many ways. So he's I don't know how to say it and still remain politically correct or not offend someone. But he's saying some things that are completely different of what the Christian beliefs are.
Yeah, and I think your point is entirely underscored, John, that what you've got here clearly is more obeisance being paid to multiculturalism, globalism, political correctness, universalism, and the idea in regard to universalism that there are a multitude of pathways to reconciliation with God, and certainly this stuff of dealing with the Dalai Lama and Buddhism and underscoring all of that is another part of sending that message to us through the auspices of the world media. So I think you're entirely correct.
Well, I hope that when you go to the, and I'll say this and then I'll let you go. When you go to this World Parliament website, I hope that as you get into it, if you find something that's interesting, maybe it's updated or whatnot, that you'll let your listeners know, because this is a place that as things accelerate, I believe, it's going to be made known on this. It's really an obscure website. I mean, how many people are going to look for a website of this organization out of all places, Mark? Lakewood, Colorado? Come on.
Yes.
You know, and yet we also see what they have done at the Denver airport, which I believe, if you've done any research on that, could be the world hub in the future. You know, because have you seen the photographs from the lower levels of the new airport they built in Denver?
As a matter of fact, I was through that airport this last week, traveling to and from Los Angeles.
Well, it's, if you go down in the lower levels, I've seen photographs of it. I haven't been there, but it actually calls it like a not a world airport, but I mean, it's set up as a central or a airport for this new world government. Denver is going to be one of the spots. And to think that this World Parliament organization is based out of Lakewood, Colorado, I don't know about you, but it's not only mind-boggling, it's mind-blowing. You know, when we have, our relatives have fought so hard for so long to keep what we have, and our nation and our leaders are giving it up without a fight, you know, with no blood. It's all good, and people are being deceived daily, Mark.
And no question about it, John, and when you think about it, the ultimate and most painful irony in this entire mess is that as we think about this present war for empire in the Middle East and the talk of the expansion of this war into Iran, with all that that implies, isn't it interesting to see that at the same time that there's this evidence of globalism and world government shaping up everywhere around us, that
it's subverting this nation's sovereignty willfully. It's treasonous, Mark. And to think that we had Wesley Clark, who's involved in this new world constitution, is what they're trying to bring forth. And he was a general in our military. How many other generals do we have in our military that are working towards this goal? And then we sit back and we say, well, and I sound like a liberal when I say this, but we're at war in the Middle East, and it's all to defend this nation from what?
Well,
when you're giving it up anyway, what are you defending us from? You're trying to unite with the world.
Exactly. And when you look at this British Independent article this morning on Ms. Clinton and the arms industry, Wes Clark's name pops up in this British Independent news piece.
That's what prompted my call.
Yes, and when you really think about it, John, because you're connecting all of the dots clearly, you know, you can see that the fix is in. And again, what you're identifying for the rest of us, myself included, is just such valuable information. And the central painful irony of the whole thing is that as we continue to lose American kids in the Middle East, whenever it comes to committing this country's men and women to armed conflict, of course, the leadership continues to trot out the American flag and the American nationalistic symbols and the Constitution and all of these other things, at the same time that quite clearly the agenda that is being pursued by the policy elite in this country has nothing to do with the Constitution, nothing to do with nationalism, nothing to do with an America First policy whatsoever. These people are a walking repudiation of all of this. And every time I, think about these flag-draped, American flag-draped coffins of these kids coming back from overseas, understanding just a little bit about what the real agenda is, it just breaks my heart.
Well, I think what they're doing, Mark, and this is going to sound, I'm going to sound like an ultra-liberal. I can assure your listeners, I am not. I mean, I'm a blood-bought Christian. I am an ultra-conservative. I love this nation. But the Middle East war and really every war we've ever been in have been ruses. It's been a physical human sacrifice. And I know I sound harsh when I'm saying this. It has been a human sacrifice of America's finest. Those that are patriotic, those that love this nation, those that understand that their fathers and their grandfathers died to give us what we have. And our military, our government, our generals, not all of them, but many of them, I believe now, after seeing what I'm seeing, are doing this to eliminate the patriotic Americans that love this nation so that when push really comes to shove, you're going to have a bunch of wimps in this country that aren't going to be willing to stand up and say, no, we've done. We're not having enough of it. You're going to have men, supposedly men that they have indoctrinated in the public schools that couldn't find a trigger on a gun, and if they did, may shoot themselves. I mean, I pray that it doesn't come to that, Mark. I really do. But, to me, it's human sacrifice. I mean, and like
well,
I
yes,
said, not
and,
all of them.
And I think, John, your point on the American military is well taken. As I look at people like Wes Clark, two things come to mind. One is you have to wonder, as I know you wonder, and I wonder, about how many general officers in the United States Armed Forces are globalists. I don't have the figure.
I think the majority of them probably are, or you're not going to be elevated.
Well, that's the second part of my postulation this morning. For those who aren't, there are a significant number of those who undoubtedly would have to
be a second lieutenant the rest of their life. You know, you're not getting in the club.
Well, sure. And so you've got a situation where there's a real careerism involved in all of this as well. Even for those who really are not ideological globalists in the sense of militant advocacy, as Wes Clark apparently is, you have a much wider number, I'm guessing, of American general officers who recognize what's transpired here. And if they want to stay in the military and achieve the rank of general officer and want to be major players and so forth, that's where the things like this World Parliament come in, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the corporate jobs that are available to these guys with globalists after they get out of the military. As you know, all of this plays a part in keeping a tremendous segment of the American officer corps silent in regard to what this world governmental agenda is. So, again, you've got those that are militant advocates of this, and then what are probably a much wider group of people who are simply going along to get along in terms of protecting their own careers. I'm not sure which of those two positions is more despicable, but in the end, the final analysis is the same in terms of where it's taking us.
Well, the greatest hope we could have, Mark, is that some that appear to be involved in this maybe are doing what's been done to us, and maybe they're infiltrating a little bit. Maybe they are. There are a few honorable people in there. I mean, that would be my prayer, is maybe someone's got involved in this so they can kind of, be covert and see what's coming down the line. I don't know. I've taken up a lot of time. I appreciate it, Mark. Your program is very important. I mean, it really is. And I hope that the listeners will go to that website, because I'm not pulling your leg. You know I'm not. Hopefully we'll get in there and they see the – I don't know. Anyway, thanks for all your good work, brother.
Hey, God bless, John. Talk to you this week.
You too.
And again, what John was telling us from Tennessee is that if you want a real bird's-eye view of what is going on in Lakewood, Colorado, in regard to world government, take a look at this so-called World Parliament website, working under the Constitution for the Federation of Earth. Boy, that sounds impressive, doesn't it? The Constitution for the Federation of Earth. This is at www.worldparliamentgov.net. That's www.worldparliamentgov.net. And, of course, General Wesley Clark's name crops up in regard to this whole issue of world government and world parliament. And isn't it interesting that the British Independent, as of yesterday, mentions his name once again in regard to a potential odds-on favorite to be Hillary Clinton's running mate? Folks, the fix is in on this thing, whether we're looking at a Republican or a Democratic president in the fall of 2008 to be inaugurated in January of 2009, I think it becomes abundantly clear that the real controversy, the real conflict ideologically today is between globalism and nationalism. And so when you take a look at Fox News, for example, and see all of these so-called conservatives running in the Republican Party, Giuliani, McCain, Romney, Thompson, Huckabee, so forth and so on, go down that list, and the globalist agenda of all of these people becomes abundantly clear. Ask them what they think about world government. Ask them what they think about the UN. Ask them what they think about fractional reserve banks.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972. Examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been looking at a series of news stories today, including the one in the British Independent from yesterday entitled Clinton Bucks the Trend and Rakes in Cash from the U.S. Weapons Industry. Then, of course, John from Tennessee was sharing with us this so-called World Parliament website, which is coming to us from Lakewood, Colorado. Why does the name Wes Clark keep cropping up in regard to prospective running mates for Hillary Clinton? Why does General Clark's name keep coming up in regard to some of these globalist organizations? I think it's entirely suggestive. I want to take a look at one more thing this morning before Bedros Hajin joins us at 8 o'clock, and that is the Jewish Telegraphic Agency report entitled Candidates Talk Tough to GOP Jews. You can go to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, of course, at jta.org. Very interesting that there we see that a conclave of Republican hawks running for president appeared before the Republican-Jewish coalition. Two things are noteworthy about this. One is that the Jewish Telegraphic Agency admits what Michael Collins Piper has already talked about in the American Free Press, and that is that when you look at the whole question of the Republican-Jewish coalition, it overlaps with this whole new organization entitled Freedom's Watch, a group dedicated to preserving what likely has become the president's most unpopular legacy. Using the words of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, the Iraq occupation. Matt Brooks, the Republican Jewish Coalition's executive director, Ari Fleischer, Mr. Bush's former White House spokesman, a Jewish gentleman, and Sheldon Adelson, a casino mogul who owns the Sands Casino in Las Vegas, have established this Freedom's Watch organization. And then, of course, when you look at some of the other principal backers of the Republican Jewish Coalition, their names also crop up with this Freedom's Watch group, including Mel Simbler, former ambassador to Rome, and Richard Fox, a Republican Jewish Coalition founder. So this linkage between the Republican Jewish Coalition and this Freedom's Watch outfit is something that is underscored by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency this morning. The most important thing out of all of this, however, is who was not invited to this conclave of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Duncan Hunter of California was not invited. Tom Tancredo of Colorado was not invited. And most importantly, Ron Paul of Texas was kept out of this Republican Jewish Coalition speaking opportunity for Republican presidential candidates. According to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Paul was rejected because of his consistent voting record against U.S. assistance to Israel and his criticism of the pro-Israel lobby. I will repeat those words of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency one more time for emphasis. Ron Paul of Texas was rejected because of his consistent voting record against U.S. assistance to Israel and his criticism of the pro-Israel lobby. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Bedros Hajin. We'll discuss the Zionist role in the Armenian genocide of 1915 through 1917. Stay tuned. With